Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast, the post-show podcast for this 10th day of June 2021. And later this afternoon, well, in about an hour, I'll be heading out to the Packers practice. So we got to make this a little short today. I got to stop by the house and let the dog out real quick, you know. But at least it's on the way. I had to pick up some medicine. Well, not really medicine for the dog yesterday. Preventative stuff.
Sure.
So I had him tested for heartworm about a month ago, and it was clear. And then you and I were talking yesterday after the show, and I had asked you about heartworm prevention, and if you were taking anything, and if you gave Tanner anything.
Me or the dog?
The dog. Because I can't remember who I was talking to. I was talking to my brother, and we were talking about it, and he's like, do you have him on that stuff? And I said, no, I don't. I didn't have him on anything. I was thinking about a flea and tick thing because he was nibbling on his leg the other day, and I thought, uh-oh, maybe I got to get some, because I never did get a flea collar or anything for him last year. But anyway, so I called the vet, and I asked him about it, and they said, yeah, if you want to put him on heartworm prevention medicine, that's not a bad idea. You should do that. And I said, okay, how does it work? How often do you give it? That kind of thing. Well, it's a once-a-month pill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. Should he be on it all year? They said, well, you can do all year if you want, probably the best. But a lot of people do, like, you know, half of the year, have them on during the summer and off during the winter.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I do. So I thought, okay, we'll do that. So let's order 4 months' worth. So get them through June, July, August, September.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get them through the summer, and we'll see where we're at there, and then maybe we'll pick one up. So, okay, cool. And so I did that, and then I ordered, and then I didn't do it on the phone, but when I got to the vet yesterday, I talked to him about flea and tick.
By the way, did you see Dr. Pat?
I did not.
Okay.
Is it a man or a woman? No, I know that's a man.
Jeez. Okay, go ahead.
Because I didn't see anything but women in there. That was the first time I was in there, actually, because it's been...
Oh, curbside.
Curbside, but they finally opened. But anyway, so talking to the... woman behind the desk there, I said, do you have any flea and tick stuff? She said, yeah, we got some for that. 3 month pill.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's go with that. All right. And then, so the whole thing was like $60. I'm like, $60?
Yeah.
What the hell was that pill? That flea and tick thing must have been $50.
Are you saying Rhino's not worth
$45?
Not worth $60?
Well,
to
sure.
To keep your dog healthy?
Sure he is, but. It was just a little sticker shock.
That's nothing compared to wait till you have a decision, you know, if he needs surgery or something like
that. I know.
Gotta,
so what's that, which leads me to my next question.
And you've got to have a $2,500 bill or something
which
like that.
Which leads me to my next question.
Yeah.
Dog insurance, pet insurance, do you have it?
No.
Have you ever considered it?
I have not.
Because I am considering it.
You are?
Yeah. For that very reason. If all of a sudden he needed a $2,500 surgery to live or die, so long, Rhino. I don't have $2,500 right now to pay for that.
Well, he led a good life.
Well, you had a good run, kid. But I'm only two. That would be a hard decision to make.
It'd be a hell of a 2 years.
Now, my brother's dog did have heartworm. But he had doggy insurance on his dog.
What is it, a few bucks a month?
Yeah, it's not too much.
I do not have dog insurance. I will not get pet insurance.
Hmm.
But,
okay.
You know, it's kind of funny that you circling back, though, you're talking about the flea and tick, that it's a pill. Tanner got that several years ago, started on it, a handful of years ago. I always thought, you know, because, and I don't know, maybe it's the same way the front line is still this way. It used to be a liquid where you broke it off and you had to peel the dog's hair back to where you got it right behind its neck till you saw the skin.
Yeah,
and then you had
and
to
put it on there.
Squeeze it on the skin.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if it just, the skin, your body absorbs it, the dog's body absorbs it, or if it works through the fur or what, but you had to, you know, peel all the hair back and put it on the skin.
Well, that's what my brother was describing to me, too, about it. And he's like, yeah, just put it between his shoulders and just, you know, make sure you don't pet him too much there for a couple hours or something.
Yeah.
And let it soak in.
But now
they have a pill.
The pill for it.
Which is quite expensive, apparently.
$60, dude. If you're
$50.
Well, you should have looked into the expenses of owning a pet before you got Rhino.
I should have.
Here's your problem. It's not the medicine. The dog needs the medicine to stay healthy. Your problem is you spoiled him with all this wet food, canned food that you get him instead of just the dry food.
Well, it's not that expensive. It's not too bad.
You complain about it all the time when you come in.
But if I get it on sale, it's only $1 a can, and I can feed him one can a day. I can split it in two. It's 2 meals, 50 cents a meal. I can deal with that.
Go buy a big bag of dry dog food and do the math on that.
He won't eat it.
Because you spoiled him with the wet.
That's my fault.
Yes, because you spoiled him with the canned food.
Please.
You know what? He'll eat it if you cut him off. You put it just like our pediatrician told us when you fed the kids, if they don't eat it, they'll eat when they're hungry.
Okay.
So take away the wet canned food, go to the dry food, and if he's hungry enough, he'll eat it.
All right. I'll do it.
No, you won't.
I'm out of cans right now. I just served him my last one this morning. So he's going to get the dry. That's all I have left right now is the dry.
And just put it there, and he'll eat it if he's hungry.
If he's hungry,
he'll give in eventually.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
I'm going
to do it. Well, that's going to have to do it for us
today.
Pet talk. We are, pet talk here on the fan. All right. Well, we have to end it there because I got to go, and I know you have to go too. So tune in tomorrow morning and every morning for the Bill and Rookie Experience starting at 6 a.m. right here on the fan.